Hi, I'm Donovan Brown with another episode of Azure Friday. Today we're talking to Sam about geospatial functions in Azure Stream Analytics. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you, Donovan. My name is Sam. I'm a program manager on the Azure Stream Analytics team. And today I'm going to give you a demo of this brand new functionality that is currently in private preview.
Perfect.
Of geospatial functions that we just added to Azure Stream Analytics.
Now that's a mouthful to say, so break it down for me so I understand what all of the different words in that sentence actually mean. So we have Stream Analytics,
right,
which from what I understand is it's data in motion, correct?
Right.
Right.
So Stream Analytics is a tool in Azure that enables you to ask questions on data in motion.
Okay.
So let's sort of walk through an example.
Sure.
If I were to ask you the question, in the city of Redmond, if the question was, in the city of Redmond, find all or give me a count of the number of blue cars that are on the streets.
Okay.
Now, one candidate strategy would be that you drain out the streets into some sort of a giant yard and you start counting each car one after the other.
Sure.
And check if it's blue.
Right.
And then keep a tab of everything that's blue. Now, that is clearly inefficient because of the latency involved associated with this draining operation. Now, what I just described is representative of how analytics is done in most use cases today. It's called batch analytics, where you have a bunch of data, you allow it to come to rest, and then you start asking questions about it.
Okay.
Now, decision latency and time to insight are terms that are just getting popular nowadays, where folks want near instantaneous answers to questions on their data. So with Stream Analytics, what you have is a mechanism where you could ask the same question and perform that count on top of these cars that are actually moving on the streets.
I don't have to park them first.
You don't have to park them first.
I'm counting them as they go by.
Precisely.
And keeping up the information so that when you ask me a question about that data, I can give you an accurate data on that.
Absolutely.
Got it. And
Absolutely.
So when we add the geospatial part, that means that we are now adding a different type of data that is still in motion that we can then analyze, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
One of the common sources of data that we see in motion, one of the common data exhausts, is devices and artifacts with GPS sensors.
Which is everywhere now.
Which
right?
is everywhere.
It's in our phones,
now.
It's in our cars, it's in our everything.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So if you want to ask questions on geospatial data, data that has GPS attributes to it, you would want to use geospatial functions in Azure Stream Analytics.
Got
so
it.
You see, there is Stream Analytics that enables you to ask questions on data in motion, and geospatial functions makes it easier for you to ask questions about data that has geospatial information.
Got it. So the Stream Analytics is a technology that allows me to analyze data as it's moving or
right.
in motion. And then the function that I'm doing for geospatial is just adding a different type of data to it. So I'm assuming there's different types of functions so that I can have different types of data all in motion at once, correct?
Absolutely.
Got it.
So if I point you to the monitor right
sure.
here, these are essentially the functions that we added in this private preview. And in most likelihood, there is more to come. But for the time being, this is what we have.
Okay.
We have the ability to essentially semantically identify a point, a line string, or even a polygon.
Oh, okay.
And this is super useful for scenarios where, you know, you might want to draw out a geofence. So one possible use case is we have customers with scenarios such as they do not want certain tools and industrial machinery to operate once they're outside a certain geofence.
Gotcha.
We also have customers that say, all right, my server or my computing artifact should refuse to start if it is outside the political boundaries of a certain stipulated geography.
I gotcha.
Things like that. So polygons are super useful. In addition, we have computational functionality to compute distance between points, to essentially ask questions such as, is this polygon inside another polygon? Do they overlap? Are the line strings likely to intersect?
So I could do things like identify where my vehicles are in the world by using these functions and defining the polygon and then asking, is my vehicle within that polygon?
Absolutely.
Got
absolutely.
It.
In fact, I have a few examples
Great.
Here. Again, all of this is representative of real-world customer use cases where, you know, we have connected car scenarios where, you know, auto manufacturers would like to generate an alert for the driver if the gas is lower than a certain threshold, and if there are gas stations that are having some sort of a promotion where the price of gas is cheap,
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, if the car is breaking down, and if it's possible to identify that from onboard telemetry, it is possible for auto manufacturers to now provide an alert to the driver, routing them to the nearest repair station.
Awesome.
Similarly, if there's a storm heading in one's direction, it is possible to perform those alerts.
I can imagine, as well, if I were a company that had like a lot of vehicles or trucks or something like that, that I could use this information to know where all my trucks are at any given time too, right?
Absolutely. Trust me, folks, I did not pay him. This is exactly what I want to show you here. So switching to my demo, what we essentially have here is a bunch of trucks that are constantly sending their GPS locations to Azure Stream Analytics via Event Hub. And this is a live visualization of the location of these trucks on a Bing map.
Got it.
And just so that I'm not kidding around over here, I'm going to zoom in and show you that that these trucks are actually moving. So if we pay close attention, let's look at number one. This is somewhere in San Francisco. See, 10 just moved. And
yeah, I see 7 over here is moving as well.
All righty. I think that looks convincing enough. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate the fact that you can ask questions on your data, the streaming data that is coming in, and not just questions on just one dimension, but questions along multiple dimensions. So what I'm going to introduce here is a weather layer, where essentially I'm going to have the average weather for each state showing up as a live visualization through a color coding. The redder it is, the warmer it is in that specific state.
So what are these trucks carrying in this demo?
So these trucks are ice cream trucks, Donovan.
Oh, man.
Do you like ice cream?
I'm a huge fan. If you know me, I have a huge sweet tooth, so I'm a little nervous here. How can we make sure that these ice cream trucks are protected and are running at the right temperature?
Alrighty. So let's get rid of this and ask the question, show me all trucks that are in states with a temperature lower than this threshold that I've specified.
Okay.
And very shortly, we should see the trucks that, the ice cream trucks that are relatively safe from the perspective of their contents not melting.
Gotcha. So this is letting me know, of all the streaming data that's coming in right now, these are all of the trucks that are reporting a temperature less than 293 Kelvin,
absolutely,
which lets me know that the ice cream is safe.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I'm fine with the ice cream that's safe. How do I find out the ice cream that is at risk?
All righty. For that, we're going to go look at this toggle, where essentially I'm asking the question, show me all trucks where the that are in locations with temperature beyond this value, 300 Kelvin. Well, guess what, Donovan? It turns out that as things stand right now, all of our trucks are safe.
That's
because
perfect.
This is getting live temperature data, and at this point in time, nothing meets this criteria.
Oh,
so all
good.
Of our trucks are safe. Woohoo, we're in luck.
Yes, I love my ice cream, and I'm glad that it's safe.
The thing that I want to draw attention to is every time I switch one of these toggles on and off, under the covers, we're essentially asking a query. We're essentially asking a question to the data that is coming in using Azure Stream Analytics.
Got it.
And one of the critical differentiators of Azure Stream Analytics is the fact that we can have a SQL-like query language. You can ask these questions in a language like SQL as opposed to rolling out hundreds and thousands of lines of Java or Scala code that might be the case with alternative solutions.
So I can use a language that I'm already familiar with like SQL to ask questions on live data. So I don't have to learn a new way to ask the question, but I'm able to ask that question on data that's in motion now.
Absolutely.
Got it. So as a developer, I've been a developer for a long time. I'm thinking, so how do I incorporate this into my application though? Mm-hmm. And is there like an API that I use? Can I do this on a mobile app as well as a web app? Have you have here an example? What languages restrictions do I have? How does that work?
The answer is absolutely yes. So in Azure Stream Analytics, we have this notion of a Stream Analytics job.
Okay.
So you can roll out a Stream Analytics job where you perform your processing, and then you can also programmatically control access to your Stream Analytics job via REST APIs or via .NET SDK.
Got it.
That'll enable you to incorporate this logic where you're asking questions on live real-time data that is streaming in, and have answers show up in your mobile app or your desktop app or your web app or whatever else it is. In fact, here I have a screenshot of questions being asked using Azure Stream Analytics and the geospatial functions on data that is I think essentially weather data here in the city of London, and I'm displaying that on a cell phone.
So I can do this with any language that can actually access a REST API, or if I'm using .NET, I can obviously use an SDK and get access to all this data and put it anywhere in any app that I want.
Absolutely.
This is fantastic. Well, we are learning all about geospatial functions in Azure Stream Analytics here on Azure Friday.